Hello, good morning. This is Alicia from Family First. How may I help you?
My name's James McNally. I'm a client of you guys. You had called me. I'm in the hospital.
I'm James McNally.
I'm sorry?
Are you James McNally?
That's me.
Okay, I was trying to contact you to the monthly checkup verification to confirm that information keeps being the same, okay?
Okay.
Okay, your phone number is still 445-290-4486.
That's it.
And also, your address is 555 North Broad Street, Apartment B, 407, Dulleystown, Pennsylvania.
That's incorrect. That's the second time you called me with the wrong apartment number. It's apartment A116.
Okay. I'm going to update it. And also, James, have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
I'm in the hospital right now.
Okay, since when have you been in the hospital?
I have been here since last Tuesday, 10 days. And I gave them the information to call you.
No, no one has informed us, and also the caregiver did not, and that's prohibited. That can let up to, since which day? Last Tuesday, 17th, February 17th.
Correct.
Okay, and the caregiver has been with you this whole time?
I'm sorry?
Davison has been with you the whole time?
I've been in the hospital since last Tuesday.
Yeah, but Davison, the caretaker, has been with you?
No, the caretaker has not been with me. He knows I'm in the hospital.
Okay, it's because he did not inform us, and he has been clocking in and clocking out, and that can lead to termination.
Well, the hospital was supposed to inform you. I don't know what's going on. I don't think he did it on purpose.
Okay, but it's one of his responsibilities to let us know, okay? I'm going to ask to see what we can do, okay?
Okay. Blame it on me. It's my fault.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.